T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The University of Virginia playing the Florida Gators tonight in the Capital One Orange Bowl. And I'm so happy that we have somebody who really knows the ins and outs of this game with us today. Former Cavalier basketball star, co-host of Who's Talking on our sister station, Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Good morning, Jim Hobgood. We're getting him lined up. Hey, Jim, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning. Sorry, I had a little phone technical problem there, but we got that resolved, fortunately. You may not realize this. Apparently, back in the day, good old University of Richmond, you had a couple of classes from my wife. So
absolutely. We have a connection, and I know she would tell stories in class of how she met. She was a cheerleader. You were on the basketball team, and that's how you all met.
That is the case, yes.
And here you are.
You remember it well.
University of Virginia is doing really well on the football side this year. I understand that the big milestone here would be a 10-win season. That's only happened once in the whole program back in 1989.
Right. So it would be certainly a milestone if it happens. Now, they have a tough assignment tonight against a really good Florida team that has a bunch of athletes, particularly on the outside receiving core. Virginia's strength defensively, or strength in football to start the season, was the defense. But, Jordan Mack, the linebacker, will not play tonight. Obviously, Bryce Hall has been out for several games, and Brent Nelson got hurt before the season. So they've had some key injuries to the defensive side, particularly the secondary. But Bronco, I've been around college athletics for a long time, and I've been very impressed with Bronco and his staff. So the fact they've had 2 or 3 weeks to prepare for this game gives me an inkling that they may have a wrinkle or two trying to deal with that Florida passing game.
Yeah, and I know they got down there the team arrived on Thursday or Friday to kind of get ready and get settled in. What are some of the other things you're going to be looking for in this game that might make a difference one way or the other?
Well, my keys, and everybody has keys. I always talk about football. Of course, keep in mind I'm a basketball player, so
that's right.
Talking beyond my pay grade here, but the great equalizer in football is turnovers. I always talk about the great equalizer in college basketball is the 3-point basket, but in football, it's turnovers. And I think Virginia, to have a chance to pull the upset tonight, would have to be on the plus side of turnovers. I go back to the opening drive of the Clemson game where Virginia took the opening kickoff, went all the way down the field, had a first and goal, and on third down, Bryce Perkins tried to force a pass, and it was intercepted. So, they ended up with no points at all on that drive. So they can't make those kind of mistakes tonight. The other thing, speaking of Bryce Perkins, I would think they need to get him outside the pocket where he has the pass-run option, because, as everybody knows, he can be pretty dynamic running the football. And I did notice in the paper today, in games where he scores a touchdown, they're 12-1 in the last 2 years. So he's very effective running, and all you have to do is go back to the Virginia Tech game. The first half of that game was probably Perkins being able to get outside and run the football was key. And then the last thing from my perspective is, I guess in football terminology, get Florida behind the chains. Virginia has had some success at sacking the quarterback. This Trask kid for Florida is 6'5", almost 240. So he's going to be a little bit like Ben Roethlisberger. He's going to be hard to bring down. But if they can get a sack or two and put Florida in a long yardage situation on second or third down, I think it would help them to get off the field. But, clearly they're going to have to play extraordinarily well. The Southeastern Conference, when you look at LSU, Georgia, Alabama, Auburn, Florida, you get on the list, those schools are used to playing top-notch talent week in, week out. So Virginia certainly would have to play an extraordinary game to pull it off. But what the heck, you know, that's why you play, to see if you have a chance to beat the best.
We're talking with Jim Hopgood, who's the co-host of Who's Talking on our sister station, Sports Radio 910 The Fan, about the Capital One Orange Bowl tonight, where UVA is taking on the Florida Gators. Jim, I know that another thing that a lot of UVA fans were on the edge about was Joe Reed, the wide receiver for UVA, and whether he would be back. He missed the ACC championship game. He's their all-time kick return leader. And apparently he is he's good. He's ready to go. He's going to be in the game.
Yeah, and that's a big plus on the offensive side, because we talk about Bryce Perkins being dynamic. Joe Reed is as well, particularly on kickoff returns, and it's similar, where you might be able to just get him out in some open space with a short pass, and he turns a five-yard pass into a 65-yard run, you know. So they need him on offense, and clearly Florida, with their offensive talent, they're going to score some points. So, I mean, this game is not going to be a 17-14 game. Certainly Virginia's going to have to score, you know, 28, 30, 35 points to have a chance to win, and it's hard to imagine they're going to be able to score that without Joe Reed being available. So that's definitely a plus on the injury front, the fact that he hopefully he's 100%. I don't think they'd put him out there if it weren't such that he's able to go and doesn't have risk of any further injury. And I think his situation was more of a hip. So I think the 2 or 3 weeks off probably was a big factor in his being able to play.
I think it's going to be a really exciting game, and I didn't realize that this hasn't happened in so long, that the Virginia and Florida haven't played since October 3rd, 1959. That's crazy.
That's a while back. So it was a different game of college football in those days. A lot more running and very little passing. But I think for Virginia's perspective, it's a heck of a challenge, but it's also a great opportunity. And regardless, you know, clearly they've had a successful season, you know, ending the losing streak to Virginia Tech and winning the Coastal Division. But if somehow they were able to pull the upset tonight, that would turn a really good season into a magical one.
Yeah, well, we'll be watching. We'll check in with you later. And I know people can listen in to your show as well on Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Jim Hopgood, thanks so much. Happy New Year.
And same to you, Jason. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.